I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
You've got questions, and we have four unqualified people to give you answers. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. I was driving in this morning, you know, and I was going to go to that Starbucks that was closed yesterday. And I was like, but I was in the far lane. I'd have to make an extra effort to pull in there because I was like, I'm not going to Starbucks. I'm not falling for you. You didn't have it. You didn't have it until Friday.
You're not
going to
give me three times.
Yeah, then you weren't open. I drive by. There's a line to get in. It's like it's open and it's busy. And I'm like, what the hell? Then I literally hit every red light on the way in. I haven't had one of those in a long time. You had that happen to you,
that's
Kyle?
That's so frustrating.
So frustrating. Because you're like, you got momentum. There's nobody on the road. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is this red light turning? Like, why? Why are you red light right now? There's no one around. You know? So I made a video. I was like, oh my God. Like, I hit my third red light. And I was like, I put it on Instagram, put it on selfie mode. And I'm like, I'm at a red light. I can't believe I hit every light. Then I hit the next red light, right? And I made the video. I put my phone down. And the light turned green, and I went. And then this car honked his horn at me because it was the green light to turn left, not to go straight.
Oh, no.
And I went through a red light big time. And I was like, after that happens, when you have, like, you know, a semi, like, stupid move, like, your adrenaline level is like I'm still riding high on that. Like, I don't need coffee. Just put my life in danger once a day. And I'm like, oh!
If you weren't awake, you weren't out.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I get on my phone? Why? That's so stupid. Because I never do that. Never. Anyway, that was a stupid move on my part. Meanwhile, this video's gone viral. This woman accidentally squirted the wrong solution into her eyes. She was going to put eye drops in, but she put super glue in her eyes. Listen to her joke about it a little bit.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award. My eye drops sit directly next to super glue, and they're the same size bottle. And I wasn't paying attention, and now my eyes glued shut. What an idiot. What an idiot. And I asked the people, I was like, has this happened before? Have you ever gotten a call like this? They're like, no. Like, thanks for the vote of confidence, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I mean, there's a lot going on that's wrong there. First of all, you're supposed to keep the super glue in a hard-to-find place, like in the junk drawer, way away from things that are like eye drops, don't you think?
Yes.
That's a big, big, big
that
tragic mistake.
That was my first thing. Like, why would you keep it there? I mean, I get it. You're calling yourself out. You already called. You said it, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, why would you keep it there? Or maybe it was just like, she was super gluing something together, and then that's sort of just where it ended up, like her glasses or something. That's why it was in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
But doesn't super glue, like, have a totally different shape? Like, if it's in the dark, I'm assuming it's in the dark, she grabbed the super glue, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of a semi-addicted to eye drops right now, and I have two different versions of the containers of eye drops, and they don't look like super glue.
Super glue is like a tiny little toothpaste tube. Right?
Yeah, really tiny.
Like, some of them actually come in, like, what would look a lot like an eye
drop.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, totally.
Well, then you cannot keep that anywhere near the eye drops.
I know.
That happened to me once. Somewhere else.
I did that once with NyQuil. I thought it was lotion in the dark, and it wasn't lotion. It was NyQuil. And NyQuil's a little grainy.
Yeah.
Let you know. It's like sand.
Yeah. NyQuil's like sand? Isn't it liquid?
Not when it's rubbed all over your body.
Okay. Say no more,
I
please.
I put lotion in my hair on accident because I thought that it was like my leave-in conditioner. But it was my lotion, and that was not fun.
Does it make your hair all greasy?
Yeah, it was gross. I had to get in the shower and wash my hair again.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that. Yeah. You just have to start over at that point.
Rich, how's married life? Now, you've been married for what, 2 months?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. It's been really, really fun. Everything's great. But I've noticed that when we're out and about, more people stop Stacy to get pictures taken with her than me. And obviously she's a lot better looking than I am. but she walked up to some listeners walked up to her and had a conversation with her, and I was in the bathroom and I came back and I go, oh, hey, Rich. And then they walked away and sat at the table. I'm like, well, she's not going to out friendly me. because they say how nice she is. So I went and walked right up to their table, and I did not leave until they asked for a picture.
Oh my gosh, Rich, how annoying is that?
Like, don't you want a picture with me?
What kind of absent? No, I don't.
No, no, we're good. Are you sure? Yeah, we're good. So I'll take one anyway.
I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't ask them to take a picture. I was just offended that they asked her instead of me. Like, they like her better than I do. I can't have that. These are listeners of our show.
You walked over to their table, and I couldn't help but notice you took a picture of my wife. I'm right here.
That's so funny.
I don't know if you wanted to selfie. And they're like, no, we're fine. No, let's do that. Then Rich probably grabbed his phone. Got a selfie. Let me text you this picture. What's your number?
Yeah, she gets stopped all the time. I mean, it's that starting at the wedding, I think. That
pictures of her at the wedding?
She's a lot more pictures than
that's because she got married, Rich, not because she's married to a radio guy.
No, I'm just saying it's our friends and our family there, and she's in all the pictures, and I'm in like three. Nobody was asking me.
Oh, poor Richie.
Rich is so clueless. At his wedding, he's like, hey, I just want you to know, to his wife, people be taking pictures. I'm on the radio. I also do some TV, so be prepared. And she's like, we hired a photographer to take pictures of us. The photographer's taking pictures. She's like, oh, you listen to the show?
Paparazzi.
You pay me, sir.
Mr. Baron. Paparazzi's here, you guys.
Want me to post it for you? No, but it's just I noticed that she's very photogenic, so she looks really good in pictures. I do not. I kind of get it.
That might be the People magazine photographer, you guys.
Right?
I just don't want them to like, I just don't want them to like her better than me when we're out and about. That's all.
I get that. You're a totally delightful person. I mean, How could anyone not want
a
picture with
you? They just zip right on past me.
I can't help but you take a picture of my wife at dinner, and then the people are like, yeah, you paid us. You told us to come here and take pictures.
It's like those kids, the YouTube kids, that had the paparazzi following them around.
I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com, you'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.